oil prices have jumped again, a surge that came after OPEC Plus, a group of oil-producing nations, voted to cut production by more than a million barrels a day. Less product drives prices up on what there is. Sunday's surprise announcement annoyed White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby, who diplomatically said slashing oil production was not advisable at this moment. Robin Farzad hosts Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, the White House did say it got a heads up that the cuts were coming, but did this surprise economists and governments around the world? And what drove the Saudis and OPEC to do it?
Remember last year we saw such a spike in oil prices, well into the triple digits. In fact, Brent crude averaged, I think, a little over $100 last year, and we were feeling $4.50, $5 plus at the pump. That had since collapsed in the year since, especially during the perceived banking swoon of last month. And you saw prices really crater. So it's too low for their comfort. They don't want it to be so high that it crashes the economy, that they also don't want it to be so sloppy low that it's not giving them incremental revenue, especially if you're the Russians who want to plow it back into this Ukraine invasion.
Right. Brent crude, by the way, is the leading global price benchmark. I looked it up. It immediately jumped yesterday. It was up 6%. How is that going to translate to gas prices?
Well, the consternation here on the White House's part is that you're doing this, you're slashing demand, just as the Chinese are fully more opening up their economy, and we're ready for the spring and summer driving seasons when prices shoot up anyway because of higher demand and summer vacation and travelers and demand for jet fuel and everything. So is that really fair? Are you good faith actors? But let me step back and say that this is the cartel. Mm-hmm. It's not there to be an altruistic player. It's there to collude specifically to keep prices at a comfortable level and to enjoy the rents for themselves. And they want to extract every last dollar of every last barrel of oil unless it hurts the economy and sends the economy crashing.
Yeah, which adds to the strain between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, which has been there, you know, even after President Biden's unsuccessful fist bump in Riyadh last year, trying to convince the Crown Prince to keep production up. Does this do more damage? I mean, what happens?
Yeah, this doesn't exactly embolden more trust between Riyadh and Washington, D.C. I mean, time was you could just pick up the phone in the White House and call Saudi Arabia. Help me out here. You are the incremental producer. And the United States itself was a great swing producer. But after the Khashoggi assassination and clearly no love lost between the Biden administration and the tough language, clearly Trump was much more benign to Mohammed bin Salman. But It's a cold war right now, and they're blowing kisses towards Vladimir Putin and a rapprochement with Iran, and that further infuriates the Biden White House.
Right. Just real quick, the U.S. last year released oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve to bolster the supply. Do you think we'll see that again?
I'm not sure at these levels. In fact, there's criticism that Biden didn't use the lower prices of last month and the month before to top that off. So you're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Top that off. I saw what you did there. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks as always.
My pleasure.